You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Happy anniversary, Reggie.
How about
Thanks,
that?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Actually, happy anniversary to this segment. This is also...
Oh, that's right.
Unlike, this was Reggie's first show.
Yeah.
This is also my first time doing this segment. Okay. And I didn't know what to do because I'm like, man, a whole segment?
And now look at it.
Yeah, man. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
now.
Segment of the show.
I'm still getting a little comfortable. But speaking of comfortable, I wanna play an old the very first segment Reggie did, how he opened the show.
10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
August 19th, 2024.
Yeah, we debuted the new intro.
All right.
Salute the Fat Pat?
Yep, mm-hmm. Top Strop.
Yeah, rest in peace to Fat Pat.
This is not... I don't think this is bad, but I also don't think it's
good. I want
good.
You to... Reggie is very hard on himself.
Yes,
if
that's
you
right.
don't know
I
this.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, but I want us to really be honest.
Okay.
Wait, before we get to the old segment, this is how he started the show off today.
Oh, no.
So just kind of want to get a feel for how far he came.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm sorry. The idea of I can add up to 21 just is reminiscent of
don't
like
ask me to add up to 22
when kids
sound pretty comfortable,
like, hey,
right?
Yeah, you man. See me count to 100 and you're like, damn, I gotta say yes, but no, I don't want to see that.
Sound pretty comfortable, right?
Very much so.
Yeah, so let's go back in time a year ago today.
No. This setup is saying everything.
I'm just enjoying how uncomfortable you're making him.
Yeah,
now.
I know. That's why I want to. I wish we could have said happy anniversary every single segment, so we could just make him more uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but this is the very first segment. This is how we started the show, and Reggie was the first one to speak to introduce a new era in the loop, and this is how it sounded.
Yes, indeed, you're in the loop. That's John Lopez. I am Reginald Adetula. Of course, Figgy Fig in the producer room, feeling comfortable.
I'm and back.
You back where you're supposed to be. You back home.
I'm back home, man.
And I'm back home, man. It's good to be here, H-Town. How you living? How you
fantastic.
Doing?
Fantastic. What a weekend to be alive. That's for dang sure.
Good weekend. And
yeah.
Look, man, excited to be in the loop with you fine fellas and all the 610 listeners. And look, man, I'm excited for the new look of this program, but we're going to keep it. We're gonna have fun with it.
Oh,
man.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that real soon here.
All right, excellent.
Next 3 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that.
Okay, sound like he up to something.
Oh, we are. We're ready.
He's scheming already.
We're ready.
We stay scheming here. And look, get involved with the program. That's always one thing I want to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So get involved with the program. You can do that a few ways. Catch us on YouTube, Sports Radio 610, twitch.tv/SportsRadio610, or the text line, 713-572-4610. And let's start with... Mm-hmm. Look, big time weekend because you had a Texans dress rehearsal, not just a preseason game, dress rehearsal. You got to see a lot of starters in there. Obviously, C.J. Stroud
sounds
doing
pretty similar
for an entire quarter.
Talking very fast.
Would it be fair to say that the standout, the dude who you could say had the podium game of sorts, would be John Mechie?
Oh, that's absolutely fair.
This is the setup.
Oh, man.
He loved Mechie since day one. Right. He's a day oner.
Yes.
He's
the podium game.
He's a day oner.
He was good.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it didn't sound bad. Didn't sound too bad. Now, you could maybe, if you really listened hard, pick, like, he was trying to make sure, you know, to get nerves or whatever, just to get going. But it sounded pretty dang good, I got to say.
Yeah. I guess now that I know Reggie pretty well and we've been doing the show for so long, he did sound a little bit nervous.
A little bit. If you listen hard.
A tiny bit nervous. Yeah. But, yeah, I think Parker told us, he was like, man, I know Reggie.
Yeah.
So once he start getting it together, then he gonna be just fine.
I'm concerned that sounded like me now.
That was good. How about that? Smooth as silk.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all that, but not bad. I was bracing for a car accident, and it wasn't that. So awesome.
Nah, I left the other stuff out.
Oh, thanks.
I ain't want to really embarrass you or nothing like that.
Thanks, man.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, I should have played a little Tony Tone just to kind of celebrate it, but I won't do that. It ain't that type of anniversary.
I would have loved that, but yeah, that would have been very awkward, to be fair.
Yeah, playing that in front of three dudes.
Someone did say that on the text line that I've definitely evolved, especially with no longer having accidental slips of calling the Texans the Cowboys.
Yes.
That's definitely much better.
Yeah. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So who don't love a story about a crazy ex-girlfriend?
God, those are so good.
Yeah.
Except so when they're really bad.
Yeah.
Glad I don't have any of those.
I bet.
Yeah.
So I ran across this headline, and I'm going to read it to y'all. And it was a very disturbing part in this headline for me, and I'll get to that in a minute, but I read this. Kentucky woman arrested for totaling her ex car by putting salt in the engine. And this is not the part that bothered me. This is the part that bothered me. Glitter in the AC.
See, that's real hater behavior.
You put some glitter in the AC?
Yeah.
So it was a young lady by the name of Stephanie, who is 31 years old, has been arrested for allegedly pouring salt into the ex-boyfriend's car engine and sprinkling glitter in the air conditioning vents, among other acts of vandalism, according to the Richmond Police Department.
What's funny to me is
that was here?
No, Kentucky.
Kentucky said.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
What's funny is the part that's clearly the worst is putting stuff in the engine, like you're ruining the car. Mm-hmm. The part that upset me the most is the glitter, though.
Yeah.
The thing about glitter is it never goes away. It's just
it's everywhere.
It's herpes. The worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Just a mat. Like, I don't even like the hub people who have, like, a glitter shirt or anything because that get them, that stay on you for a couple years.
And that's probably what she was trying to do. She was like, you'll never get this glitter out of this car.
Just imagine him getting in the car. The car probably didn't start, first of all.
First of all, yeah.
But just imagine if it did start.
I just thought about it. You try to get your car to start. It don't. You spend a good hour and a half getting it to work. Finally. And it's just glitter in your face. I do bad things.
Yeah.
I would do bad things.
You know, that's a damn Home Alone prank right there, man. Just get in the car and just...
You know what's a little unnerving to me? The picture's there. She looks a lot like Jesse Watt.
Wow, she does. But the thing
did
that
Jesse
I know...
I was thinking the same thing.
Wait, hold on.
Was Jesse here?
Is she over there?
She's not here today.
She's happily married now. Does she have a crazy ex-girlfriend?
But she could probably still have a little beef with her ex.
Yeah.
Right,
so I think Jessie's a phenomenal person. Getting to meet her,
except
and know
putting
her over the
glitter
last
in an AC.
The question I have, though, about for you fine fellas, is not if she did right now, but do you? She seems like she has the energy that she would have if
she seemed like it.
I'll put it this way:
she seemed like she is the girl that other girls call if they want to do something like this. She'd be down for it.
I'll put it this way because she is sweet, and I don't think she would ever do this. I think she's capable.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to.
I think she's capable of, because what are some of the other things that she did? I was reading it.
Yeah, so apparently this vehicle was towed to a Goodyear shop in Richmond, and it was deemed a total. So
it got totaled.
It got totaled, and the estimate damages were $12,464.96.
Slashed a tire.
She smashed the stereo system inside. And during her police interview, I guess she admitted to putting the glitter in the AC and damaging the windshield, but she claimed her ex was overdue for issues like oil and motor work.
Get out of here. I actually need to change the oil anyway.
I 100% believe her because she was like, I'll cop to all the stuff that I did. No problem. But I just want you to know, car was not going to work anyways. He had not taken. And the reason why I believe this, in addition to the fact that she was like, no, I'll take responsibility for all my problems, is something that Lopez, you just noticed. You know the crazy ones in their mugshot? They're smiling. Yeah. She is happy to be there.
Yeah, she is happy to be there.
I was kind of thinking about this, too. Who at Sports Radio 610, if they was to get arrested, would be the one smiling in the mugshot?
Ooh, okay. Smiling who do you see in the mugshot. I thought you were going to say who would have the crazy ex that would do
Who is somebody, if they got arrested for
Ron
whatever?
Hughley.
Yes.
You can see him smiling.
Ron is smiling in a mugshot. Ron is smiling in a mugshot.
I was racking my brain. No, that's it. That is the right, correct answer.
Depending on the act, Seth is also smiling in the mugshot. I can see Seth.
But straight up, Ron. I can see Ron like, I didn't do anything wrong. You got the wrong guy.
Man, by the way, she also cracked the windshield, broke the rearview mirror.
She's so wild.
She is out there. Jesse Watt is out there.
She went the extra mile because once you put the salt in the gas tank, we weren't gonna get far.
You're pretty done.
Yeah. You ruined the car. Yeah.
Now she did message the ex boyfriend on Instagram, apologizing and said she was stressed due to her pregnancy.
Crazy.
So she get a pass, right?
That's the craziest part.
That's the craziest part.
I'm so sorry. Will you take me back?
Hold on. 281 said Sean is also smiling in the. I don't think Sean.
No,
is smiling
I don't
photo.
Think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Some people also believe T. Mill is the one smiling. Are we just a whole bunch of degenerates? Everybody's like, all of y'all smiling in the photo.
I would like to see who would be the one to smile, though. I think it's Ron.
I agree with you.
I think he's going to do a little smirk. It ain't going to be a full smile like Jesse White on here, but I think it'd be a nice little smirk.
Yeah. Jesse's going to fight us for constantly comparing her to this one.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So remember, I want to say it was last week or a couple weeks ago, myself, John, you asked if the Browns would keep four quarterbacks on the roster.
Yeah.
And I kind of went out on a whim and said, I buy it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I buy stock in that because, first of all, it's the Browns.
Yep.
And two, I feel like they are stuck in a way where they probably have to keep four quarterbacks just for the simple fact that they drafted two of them.
Sure.
They drafted two of them just this draft, and you got a 40-year-old Joe Flacco. So here is Adam Schefter. Pretty much, I guess I think he wanted to buy into what you was selling too.
And the last thing I want to mention is, even though they named their starter today, we don't know the backup. I expect the Cleveland Browns to carry four quarterbacks.
So they will do that.
Four quarterbacks on their final 53-man roster. I expect they'll have four there. They're going to keep both rookies. They're going to keep Flacco. So we're really talking about Kenny Pickett.
What about Pickett?
And I expect he makes the roster because quarterbacks
What's
are
the
currency.
What's the windy? When Adam says expect, somebody called him.
Or maybe the Cowboys trade for Kenny Pickett.
Or maybe somebody calls about one of the rookie quarterbacks.
This is insanity.
And the crazy thing is, I think they shot themselves in the foot by drafting two quarterbacks in the draft.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to cut one of them. I don't think you're going to trade one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a 52-year-old Joe Flacco playing, man. And that I don't know if he's going to be good enough to play all the games this year.
I think you did a great job establishing the ones that you can't get rid of. Can you give me the reason why you can't get rid of Kenny Pickett?
Yeah,
Kenny Pickett means he has to be
just in case the rookies, it might be.
Like if Flacco goes down and the rookies aren't ready?
If those rookies ain't ready, who else do you got?
Just re-sign him. Ain't nobody going to sign him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody sign him up to be their like third or practice squad emergency quarterback or something.
Yeah, but this is wild, man. Mm-hmm. And we ain't even talking about the other two quarterbacks they actually have under contract.
Well, yeah, the other two don't really matter because ain't nobody actually putting Deshaun Watson out here.
Hey, he's working out, man.
You don't want to guarantee that for injury.
But it kind of do. That's six roster spots.
Well,
man.
the thing about it is for
the one position,
yeah. Snoop Huntley is just here because they needed arms. Like he is camp arm at this point. Because they needed arms with all the injuries.
Bro, we talking about cool. We ain't talking about running back. We ain't talking about receiver where you need multiple. We talking about one position.
Yeah. And you know, the roster spots.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no way you should keep four quarterbacks.
No way.
Especially
no, you shouldn't.
None of them ain't right. You're not writing home to moms about none of them.
There might be teams that keep two.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this team is keeping two. What you mean?
And some teams had, like, barely two. They had one franchise quarterback, and the other one is like, I hope this quarterback don't go down.
Yeah.
Because otherwise our season is over.
Yeah.
Bad type of quarterback. So, man, I don't know what they doing.
What a silly organization.
Silly.
What? Yeah. Every time that we do this, and I understand it might get annoying every time that one of these things happens to bring it back home, but damn, it feels good to not have to be in that space.
It's
bro.
So good.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, it's kind of sad a little bit, but yep, I don't care.
Yep.
All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. We talked about Rich Eisen hosting SportsCenter last night for the first time since, what,
2003.
2003.
22 years, man.
I can't believe that was that long ago. I kind of remember him being on there with Stuart Scott and all that stuff. That was kind of my introduction to SportsCenter.
You know what's funny? I don't, because I think he looks so much different without hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like him with hair and him without hair just feels so very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But here is his tribute to Stuart Scott. Right after they played the commercials of Stuart Scott and all that stuff. This is SportsCenter type of thing they was doing. And here is his tribute to Stuart Scott. And hopefully nobody cutting no onions around here.
Yeah, right? I hope that you can drive nice and clear because
it has been a blast being here tonight. But listen, we all know there should be someone else right here in this chair next to me. Right there. As he was for my 7 years in the role he referred to as my TV wife. And that's my dear late friend, Stuart Scott, who is indeed looking over my shoulder tonight. I frequently think of Stuart a lot and what he might think of the sports headlines of the day, like, say, Bill Belichick being the head football coach at his beloved school. We used to host sports centers after LeBron's high school games. So what would Stuart think of James still playing at age 40 with 40,000 points? And with all these new crossing of sports TV streams, like, say, ESPN buying NFL Network and partnering up with my daily show, what would it look like if Stewart sat in with, say, Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, and Charles when Inside the NBA comes here to ESPN this fall? I could go on and on because I miss Stewart so very much. He should be in that chair with me, with us tonight.
That was tough. And I got to be completely honest. I said earlier, I was kicking myself for missing it, and I seen that he did a tribute, but I hadn't heard it. That's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, okay. I ain't going to lie. When he mentioned Bill Belichick, I thought he was going to mention the young girlfriend. Oh. What would he think if Bill Belichick had a 23-year-old girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, the moment was too sentimental to drop that joke, I think.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic vibes. I thought Mina Kimes did a good job sitting in with Rich as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool seeing Rich just kind of handle it, you know, solo. Not just obviously he does the Rich Eisen show all the time, and that was one of the things they were hyping up. Apparently, with Rich Eisen and the ESPN kind of merging with the or not merging, but having some now association with the NFL Network, his show is going to be daily on ESPN Radio, I believe, and Disney Plus. So you're going to be able to have that, but. It was cool seeing him on the Sports Center set and seeing him kind of operate almost like Scott Van Pelt does. Those are really kind of the cool guys, the guys that we know that can carry Sports Center by themselves, having that room to flesh out and really do what they wanted to do. It was really, really cool, man.
It was.
It kind of got me thinking, who else would you like to see come back to Sports Center and do something like what he did?
Well, Dan Patrick and
I was thinking about Dan Patrick, but I don't know, like. Maybe Dan Patrick coming back would really, you know, invigorate it. I just, for some reason, my brain can't see it. But also, I didn't understand exactly what it was going to be like with Rich Eisen, and it was fantastic. So, yeah, go ahead and sign me up for that. Give me nostalgia, Sports Center, because it's not like there's something specific about the modern Sports Centers that makes it so that I can't do without this, you know?
It seemed like they trying to do, it seemed like everybody trying to do that, to be honest, trying to bring it back NBA or NBC and the theme. So it seemed like everybody trying to go back to that time to capture that that great time in sports.
Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick were outstanding.
Olbermann's
he's had a few twists in his story.
That's right.
but if they just do Sports Center, Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick to me were about the best there was.
Yeah,
by the way, if you're you want to update on the Japan Mexico Little League World Series, I think Lance McCullers is going to pitch for Mexico next inning.
Goodness gracious,
that's where
man.
It's going right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you have to do that?
No, that's what's happening though.
I thought Chaz McCormick was going to pitch.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, I know he started with NFL Network and is a CBS guy now. Nate Burleson. I don't know. Nate Burleson is cool. I don't know how much I think he flourishes
he's not
more
nostalgic as much.
Also, I think he flourishes more in just like more of a conversational perspective than, you know, I guess SportsCenter having to kind of do the more buttoned up TV stuff. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And real quick before we go, you can sell me on just bringing back all of the SportsCenter like music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Heat or Vice kind of type of vibes the intro is so much better than the modern SportsCenter.
I used to love the college basketball thing, the music they used to play for the highlights for college basketball. I used to love it.
I was like, you could take me all the way back there. But that's neither here nor there. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy that you want to share. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the drive. Did Ron make it out of Turks and Caicos? We'll find that out. And we'll talk a little bit about this. How much do you believe when Yordan returns that this Astros offense is going to turn up? We'll talk about it next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.